Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everyone out there, good morning to you all. Ramadan Mubarak. We give thanks to Almighty Allah for making us witness another Ramadan. We pray to Almighty Allah to accept it as an act of ibadah from all of us. At the same time, spare our lives to witness more and more of it. Amen. I welcome you all to another exciting edition of Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM Women Radio, where we explore unique topics that dwell on our day-to-day activities. I am your host, Rashida Adetun Oke Olaniyo. And today, we will be diving into a topic that resonates with and will our souls, body, and mind. Let me start today's topic by us having a self-reflection with some questions I'll be asking. You can just answer, listen and answer within yourself. How often do you recite the Quran? How often do you listen to the Quran? And how do you feel listening and reading the Quran? Do you also read the meaning? Or you just listen to it? Or you just read it? This is the month of Ramadan, a month that, yes, every one of us will want to carry the Quran, we want to read it. It's always also good that we read the meaning so it can resonate with our souls. Of course, there is high possibility that some people might not understand this self-reflection, why it's also possible that some will notice, or let me say, they might not notice how they resonate with the Holy Quran. But today we'll be discussing the topic, Quran, a message to the soul. My guest will be joining us very soon. He is a well-known person to the house, a friend of the house. But before then, before I introduce my guests, I would like us to take a message from the Quran. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairan to that beautiful person that recited the Holy Quran. May Allah continue to reward you and may Allah increase you in knowledge. You are welcome back. If you are just joining us, you are on to Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM Women Radio. Everyday Muslim is powered by MPAC in collaboration with Women Radio. And our topic for discussion is Quran, a message to the soul. Our guest will be joining us. He's still on his way, but hopefully he should join us very soon. Before then, let's continue with a brief of what the verses that was read to us. It says, "We have not sent down the Quran unto you, O Muhammad, to cause you distress." If you are able to listen to that Quran verse and follow it up, you realize that there's a part of you that might be moved. There's high possibility that you'll be moved by listening to it. And that's what that verse of the Holy Quran was telling us, that it was not sent for to us to cause us distress, but peace of mind. Peace of mind. There is also a Quran chapter, that's Surah Al-Anfal, Quran 8 verse 2, that says that the believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their heart becomes fearful. When its verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely. There is another beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that we should beautify the Quran with your voices. There is another one that says that read the Quran, for it will come as an intercessor for its reciters on the day of resurrection. This is just to tell us how the Quran walks into our souls, walks into our mind, walks into our body. Listening to it alone uplifts our souls. Now reading the meaning helps our mind to reconnect with Almighty Allah. It gives us that reassurance that Allah is there. The reassurance that we are not just reading it, but on the day of judgment is going to be an intercessor to us. And it's not about you reading it, but reading it with melodious voices. And that's why you see some people, I mean, when you see some people cry when they listen to the Holy Quran, you see some people love to read it very loud. It's because when they start reading, it goes deep into them. And for those ones that listen and cry, they are able to follow it wholeheartedly. Offhand, meditate on it, try to picture what is being read, and it gives them solace. In the month of Ramadan is a time that every one of us, we are conscious of reading and listening to the words of Almighty Allah. It is a time for us to reflect the importance of the Quran on our soul, mind and body. As I've said, it is a time for us to have spiritual growth and self-reflection while we try to practice ways to incorporate the Quran teachings into our daily lives while also nourishing our souls. The Quran is the food for the soul. It is also, apart from it being the food for the soul, it also gives us, listening to the meaning or reading the meaning, understanding needs, it helps as a guide, as an inspiration to our day-to-day activity. Everything that we need to know about the Quran, about our day-to-day activity, they are all in the Quran. So wherever you have the time, you have the opportunity, pick up your Quran and read it. A verse, two verses, three verses, it's something. and very rewarding. We have also been told by our imams that reciting the Quran, just one letter of the Quran, gives us 10 reward. So just try to look at it. You having to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, count how many letters there are there and how. Multiply by the 10 reward, by the 10 reward for one letter. What does it give us? Is it time for us to also have this spiritual journey with the Quran? If it's not something that we do every day, the month of Ramadan is a time for us to start it, a spiritual journey. Every day, read a verse, two verses, read the meaning, act on it.
عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ويتبع كل شيطان مريد كتب عليه أنه من تولاه فأنه يضله ويهديه إلى عذاب السعير صدق الله العظيم.
We are still on to Everyday Muslim on 91.7 FM. Our phone lines will be open now for calls 07000 917 917, 07000 917 917. If you prefer to use our WhatsApp messages, 07031756537, 07031756537. I would like you to call him and let's discuss about how you feel about where you read the Quran or where you listen to the Quran and how has it been going with you during this Ramadan period. Let's share experience. Let's talk about it together. How has it been easy for you? While we expect our calls and our guests, it will also be nice that we look into how the Quran has affected every one of us and how it was given to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everybody knows that, well, I won't say everybody, but majority of us, or let me say the Muslims, understand that the Quran is a book, a religious book sent by Almighty Allah to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him through Angel Jibril. And of course, we also know that, okay, we have the caller.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullah. Your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Yusuf. I'm calling from Ojukwu LCD, Alakuko, Lagos.
Thank you. You're welcome. So tell us, how has Ramadan been and how do you resonate? How do you resonate with the Quran?
Actually, for the father, the Quran has been described as a healing a book. And lots of verses. I do try to read it and comprehend the meaning, not just reading. So I discover that it suits, it consoles my my worries most times when I try to read and get the precise meaning. So I go over the meaning, try to think about it. So that is it for me. So. Alhamdulillah, for Ramadan, it has been going smoothly. That's why the father, in spite of the fact that we thought maybe due to the economic situation of the country, something will be harder, but alhamdulillah, things are getting more better. We are getting more hopes. So it is going smoothly. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make it more easier than this.
I mean, alhamdulillah. Before you drop your call, what's of the Holy Quran that resonates with you more?
Okay, Fabihai Allah, which of my favorite would do this? That's from Surah Al-Rahman.
Thank you very much, Richard. Favors of Almighty Allah to read the nine. Jazakullah Khairan for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, man.
Yes, it said, which of the favors of Allah will you deny? Of course, there is none. And just as what is said, that this Ramadan, with the economic situation in Nigeria, most people thought it was going to be difficult, but Allah has been making it easy for him and hopefully for every one of us too. The favors of Almighty Allah are uncountable and cannot be denied. As I was saying, that the Quran serves as a comprehensive guide for every one of us, for every mankind, addressing various aspects of our lives, including our spirituality, our morals, our ethics, our social interaction. Confirming what our caller just said also, that the message intends to provide solace, inspiration, enlightenment to those people that read it. And of course, there's a kind of contentment that when you read it and you read the meaning with it, you meditate with the meaning and you apply it to your lives, it gives you that peace of mind. The Quran also can be seen to be connecting to our divine creator, Almighty Allah. It's also seen as nourishing a deep sense of inner peace, as I said earlier, and purpose of life, a kind of fulfillment. My own personal experience, when I listen to the Quran, there is something that comes to me. Okay, we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mahmoud and I'm calling from Akute.
Thank you. So, how has Ramadan been and how is the Quran, how do you resonate with it?
Alhamdulillah, Ramadan is going on fine. And we have also been trying to connect with the Quran because, you know, obviously this month of Ramadan, you know, is the month of Quran. As we have been told by our scholars, our imams. So we have made it a paramount thing to do in Ramadan to make sure that we get connected to it. And you know, the presence of Almighty Allah, that Quran is a hidden to the heart.
Hmm.
So this is very, it's very key to note. In Ramadan, or after Ramadan, we should make Quran, you know, our book to turn to. Not only read, we read, we contemplate on it, and we act on it. So we have only been trying to, we are only dealing with Almighty Allah, we are begging Almighty Allah to make it easy for us, you know, to be a Muslim that not only read the Quran, but contemplate on it, on his meaning, and act upon his injunctions.
Jazakallahu khairan. Before you drop the call, which of the verse of daily Quran resonates with you more?
I have a lot. But I will say, when I read Surah Maryam and Surah Toha, the way, you know, the way I feel is really different. Especially when this conversation was going between Prophet Ibrahim and his father in Surah Maryam. So when he was telling his father not to be ungrateful to Almighty Allah, not to take anyone as God beside Almighty Allah, not to worship Shaitan. You know, that part is something so emotional when I get there. You know, it touches me differently.
Mm.
And also in Surah Toha, where Nabi Musa, Abu Salat Wasalam, was conversing with Allah. So this part, for me,
the touch differently whenever I get to those years. Hmm. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah continue to enrich your soul. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the job. We really appreciate
it. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. That was really touching. That was really, really touching.
يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ
إلا قليلا مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. May Allah enrich our reciter. May Allah continue to increase him in knowledge. Join me in welcoming my guest. Is in the house. And I said earlier on, he's a familiar person. Sheikh Imam Taufik Busari Abu Labiba to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Abu Labiba Taufik Busari is the Imam Director of Darul Shahada Islamic Center, Ota Ogun State, a current tutor of the university. Christian University Abeokuta, also in Ogun State. Imam.
No.
You read, you listened to the
Quran verse. Exactly.
What can you tell us about it before we go to our questions?
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Firstly, I would say Ramadan Mubarak to all our listeners. I think this should be the first program after the commencement of Ramadan.
Yes.
May Allah accept it from us as an act of ibadah.
Ameen.
May Allah never return us disappointed. May Allah grant us the opportunity to witness the month to the end of it, be full of righteous deeds, and end Allah's pleasure through it, both in this world and the hereafter.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, the recitation was from Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about those that are not being fervent and not being straightforward regarding their faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about mudhabdhabina baina dhalika la ila haula'i wa la ila haula. They are neither here nor there. They are not here, they are not there. So when sometimes you see them associating themselves with some other people, sometimes you see them associating themselves with the faith. So these people are referred to as what's it called? The munafiqun, the hypocrites. So Allah talked about them so much in Surah Al-Baqarah as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. If they meet the people of faith, they will say they are believers. وَإِذَا قَالَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. But if they return to their evil ones, they will tell them that we are loyal to you. We are only deceiving them. You know, so Allah said in the verses upward in still Surah Al-Baqarah that يُخَادِعُونَ Allah, they thought they are deceiving Allah, but they are not deceiving Allah, they are deceiving themselves. So in the chapter our brother read, Allah concluded their faith right there that إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ fidarkil asfali minanna. The hypocrites will be nowhere except the down below of hellfire. May Allah not make it our portion.
Amen.
Because when they are there, the kuffar will be upon them. Because they are a disgrace. They are a disgrace. Seeing them there, you know, if they are not down below, if they are on top of even the kuffar, they will look at, but these ones, we used to see them praying thereabout. But they were not praying. Yura'un and Nas. What they were doing was just show off for people to see them. You know, sometimes they will pray lazily. The companion said, all of us used to attend congregational prayers. Anyone we don't see in congregational prayer, they are either of the two. It's one of the munafiqun or a sick person. So a munafiq will not want to come, most especially Fajr and Isha prayer. Is very, very difficult for them to attend.
Jazakallah khairan. We are in the month of Ramadan.
Now,
the month which the Quran was revealed. Could you share with us and our listeners the significance of the Quran during this sacred time, and how does the Quran play a central role in the spiritual journey of Muslims during Ramadan?
Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Suratul Baqarah, where Allah discussed about Ramadan, fasting in month of Ramadan, where you ordained it upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. الله said شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It's the month where the Quran was revealed at once. Quran has two revelations. When we say two revelations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us know that the Quran was revealed at once in the month of Ramadan. Revealed at once how? From Lawhul Mahfuz, where Allah had documented the Quran in its entirety, Allah now revealed it from there at once to Baytul Izza. This Baytul Izza is like Kaaba. We have this in the heavens, in Sama'ud Dunya. So as we human beings, tawaf, we do circumambulation of Kaaba, it is the angels that do circumambulation of this Baytul Izza. 70,000 angels do circumambulation of it every day. And once you are able to do it one day, such an angel will not have the opportunity of returning back there to the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran at once in this month of Ramadan, most especially and specifically it was in the night of majesty. Because Allah said in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadir. In another place in Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil mubarakah. So it was sent down at once in the night of majesty. So this makes it the month of Quran. This is the month of Quran. The second form of revelation of the Quran was the Quran being revealed in piecemeal. Allah said, "Tabaraka alladhi nazzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja." The Quran was revealed in piecemeal to Nabiullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on happenings, situations and its application. Allah would instruct Malaku Jibril, Angel Jibril, Allah will recite it to him, take it to Muhammad. So Allah will teach Jibril, and Jibril will in turn teach Nabiullah Muhammad. And that took a span of 23 years. So both revelations happened with the Quran. So we are in the month of Quran. Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is guidance. And it's a criterion helping to distinguish between falsehood and the truth. What is the truth? What is falsehood? Now, being in the month of Quran, the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is something significant about the Quran, my sister. And what's that? Anything associated with the Quran becomes the top, becomes successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran in the night of majesty. What happened to the night of majesty? Laylatul Qadr. It became the best of nights. Allah revealed it in the month of Ramadan. What happened to the month of Ramadan? It became the best of months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran through Malakul Jibril, Angel Jibril, to Nabi Allah Muhammad. What happened? Who is Jibril? The archangel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Quran to Nabiullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is that Muhammad? The leader of all prophets of God. Allah gave the Quran to the Ummah of Muhammad. We, the nation of Muhammad. And what happened? They became Khairul Umam, the best of nations. And those that are able to memorize the Quran, to keep it, what did the Prophet say about them? He said, Khairukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama. The best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. So he didn't say the best of you is a professor. The best of you is an engineer, a doctor. For the professor to be part of the best people, for the engineer to be part of the best people, then you must learn the Quran and be able to teach it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, he said, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We granted the Quran. We made them to inherit the Quran. Who are those people? Those that we have specially chosen amongst our servants. So the Quran is so unique and is being associated with by the unique ones. So this month, being the month of Ramadan, we relate with the Quran so much in terms of recitation, not just reciting alone. We relate with the Quran even with listening to it. When we are reciting it, we have to recite it the way it had been revealed. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Muzammil. You recite the Quran with tartil, with tajweed, the way it had been received by Nabiullah Muhammad, the way it had been read by Nabiullah Muhammad, and the way Nabiullah Muhammad taught it to the companions, and in turn from generation to generation till it got to us. This is how we interact with the Quran. When the Quran is now being recited with tartil, with tajweed, then you do what you call at-tadabbur. You ponder, you meditate as you are reading. So your recitation must be able to give you the opportunity to meditate. Allah said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. He said it in Surah An-Nisa. He said it in Surah Muhammad. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Why is it that people, aren't they meditating upon the Qur'an? Aren't they reflecting upon the Qur'an? It is not a song, you know? It is to be reflected upon. You recite, you cry, you shed tears, your heart will tremble. And that is the Quran for you. In this month, we now associate with it so much. We recite it more than we recite it at any other time. Even Nabiullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the later part of his time on surface of the earth, his teacher, his noble teacher, and that was who? Malakul Jibril, Angel Jibril, came to him twice, repeating, revising the Quran with Nabiullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Thank you very much, Imam. Before you came in, we've been discussing with the listeners. I was discussing about the Quran as a message to the soul. What does it really mean? I know you've mentioned something like that, but I want to explain it. How does it move into our hearts during this month of Ramadan? How does it reflect in our soul?
Allahu Akbar. You see, the reflection of Ramadan in our lives, in our what have you, in every activities of ours, is not only limited to the month of Ramadan. Let's just understand that basically. Quran is not, because we have some people that will recite the Quran so much, you know, you finish like eight, repeat it like eight times, 20 times, you know. After the month is over, you will never touch the Quran. The Quran will remain in the shelf. The Quran is not for your shelf, it's for yourself. So it's not for the month of Ramadan alone, it's for our everyday life. You now know one thing? Let me give you a similitude with something that happened to one boy and his father. He asked his father, why is it that we read the Quran every day? And when we read it, the moment we finish reading it, it's like we've not read anything. Does it really have impact on us? Does it really have impact on our soul and everything? You know what the father told him? He said, carry that basket that we've been using to fill charcoal, as dirty as it is. Take it to the river and fetch water with it. The boy took it to the river. He fetched, you know, he dipped the basket into the river and he started coming home. Before he got home, there was no more water. But father, there's no water in this. He said, no, go back and fetch again. The boy went, he went to fetch. He came back, he couldn't bring water. No, try other. But probably you didn't walk faster. He went again and still the same thing. A basket cannot bring home water. Then the father told him, now what have you observed? He looked at the basket, he said, oh, the basket is clean now. It's clean now. I took it there dirty. Even though I couldn't bring water home, but I've achieved something. The basket is clean. Said exactly what the Quran does to your soul, does to your heart. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the heart also gets rust. And you know, when rusting takes place, what do? We lubricate. We look for, paint, oils and everything to lubricate it. What is now the lubrication of the heart? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is the recitation of the Quran.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
So that's a direct impact of it on our soul. It cleanses. It cleans it. Makes us so pure. Makes us it helps to uplift our spirituality. May Allah make it easy for us.
Amen. In what ways? We now know that it helps to uplift our soul, our spirituality. But in which other ways can it contribute to our emotional and psychological well-being?
Allahu Akbar. As for emotional and psychological well-being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, he said, "Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub." With the remembrance of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, the heart becomes so tranquil, becomes at peace. When we talk about psychological challenge, emotional challenge and everything, this has to do with a troubled heart, a troubled mind. Try it with the Quran. The more you feel troubled in your heart, the more you feel troubled with your mind, then sit with the Quran. Keep reciting it. Wallahi thumma billahi al-azim. You will see the sweetness of Quran. You will see the sweetness of Quran. You know, even when we talk about, depression and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes depression could be clinical.
Yes.
And depression could be spiritual or what have you. And any one of it, Allah uses the Quran as a cure.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah uses the Quran as a cure. A lot of... in addition to other, steps that ought to be taken. You know, there's something we do with the Quran, we call it Ruqya.
Yeah.
You know? Allah uses the Quran as a form of illness. You know? He said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, we sent down the Quran to be shifa, cure, وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and a source of mercy to the believers. Allahu Akbar. There's something unique about the Quran, my sister. If you are troubled about something is bothering you, you are bothered, you are, disturbed, you have a heavy heart, carry the Quran and read. Ponder over the meaning. Wallahi, the solution to your problem is in the pages you have read.
Allahu Akbar.
If you can ponder over it. For those that do not understand it, after that recitation, pick your English Quran. Now start going through it. You wonder that, this is what I've been troubled about. This is a solution here. Allah gives solution to us through the Quran. Sitting with the Quran is like, you know, having a session with your God. Having your God communicate with you. After your God communicates with you, you will now open your hands to place your own request and your communication to your God.
Zakullah Karen, that was really, really, really inspiring. How can we then? We know that a lot of kids memorize, a lot of people memorize the Quran, especially the young kids. They memorize it. But how can they? Well, let me say, everybody that memorizes the Quran, how can they apply the teachings? Because some of them memorize the Quran, they might not know the meaning. But those of them that also try to know the meaning, maybe because they are still young, how is the simplest way that we can apply the teachings to our personal conduct, relationships, and decision making?
Alhamdulillah. Now we do have, what's it called? We have a lot of memorizers of the Quran.
Yes.
In fact, Nigeria being part of the leading countries producing memorizers of the Quran yearly. Alhamdulillah. But I'm afraid it's becoming something trending in a way that is becoming fashionable. Just for somebody to say, oh, my son is also a memorizer of the Quran. Oh, my son is, you know, he finished, or my daughter, at age nine, she has memorized the Quran. It's not enough. It's good that these kids are able to memorize the Quran. Barakallahu fihim. May Allah put barakah into them. Amen. Grant them abundant blessings.
Amen.
But it's not enough. It's just a step to a means. That's not the end of it. Once they have memorized it, they have achieved something. Now they move to the other step, and that is the step of understanding it. Now, when they do the step of understanding it, they will get to the step of application, at tatbiq. Because understanding the meaning is different from application of it. These are two different things. The first stage, learning stage, they memorize the Quran so beautifully, alhamdulillah. When they finish that, they need to understand the meaning of what they are doing or what they have memorized. When they understand it, then they need to be taught application of it, tatbiq. So when they have application of it, they will know when to apply this to so and so at a particular time. But a child that just attended madrasa, after memorizing the Quran, he has completed memorizing the Quran and he stopped going to the madrasa, he stopped attending classes, then he has not really achieved what he ought to achieve. Because how does he want to apply it to his everyday life? So understanding the Quran is key. Knowing the meaning is different. Understanding it is another aspect.
Applying it
is yet another aspect. So these are four stages: memorizing, knowing the meaning, understanding the meaning, and then applying it, learning the application of it. To that, when so thing happens, this is how you do it. This is so verse. You use so verse in so place. This was what led to revelation of so and so. You understand me? So it makes it easy because Quran has come as a solution. A solution to our problems. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. To bring you out of darknesses into light. There are various forms of darknesses in our lives. Ignorance is a form of darkness. Are you with me? Poverty is darkness. Every other aspect, every other thing, any problem you find yourself in is a darkness. And Allah has created a light for you. That's a solution through the Quran. But if you do not understand it, you do not understand the application of it, how do you want to see it as a solution? You get me? So it's not about, you know, some of us, when it's time for, when we have our newborns, you put Quran at the edge of the baby, you open Surah to Yasin and put is that that is misapplication of the Quran. It's just like somebody being given a prescription in the hospital that, oh, you have a headache, okay, take so drugs, I don't want to mention so that it won't be like so take so drugs, and he got the prescription. Rather than going to the pharmacy to buy the drugs and follow up the usage as prescribed, then he decided to place the prescription on his chest. You know, when he is about to sleep, he placed it under his pillow and then said, no, once since the doctor has given me this, then I think I will be cured of my... Then he will still be wailing in between his what? His problem. Because you have not applied anything. So that's the way some of us do regarding the Quran, you know. That's not how to interact with the Quran. There are ways of using it. Don't just open it and feel, okay, you have put one soldier at the edge of... That's not it. And for those of us that are leading Taraweeh or leading Salah during this Ramadan, we need to fear Allah. We need to fear Allah. It is not our far but our well. We need to make people feel the Quran. They need to have strong feeling of the Quran.
The
connection must be there. Their heart must tremble as you're reciting the Quran for them. Those of us that are just about the number of raka'at we have prayed 11 within 5 minutes, 11 within 10 minutes, you know, just reciting, no, that's not it. And for those of us that are reciting long portions too, and then we are reciting so fast, in such a way that even people that are behind you aren't feeling any impact of what is being recited, then the aim is forfeited. Let's recite in such a way that the proper recitation of the Quran will be upheld, then the tadabbur reflection over it will be upheld, and hearts will tremble and be cleansed through this. This is the effect that we expect from this Taraweeh we are observing and everything. May Allah guide us right.
Ameen. When you mentioned you were comparing the prescription, the pharmacy and things like that,
yeah,
the application also came to mind that you just don't go to the pharmacy, get the drugs and put it beside you. You need to apply it,
exactly.
So the application also came that way to me. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah Khairan. In 1 minute,
yes,
words of
yes,
advice to everyone out there.
My advice to everyone is that we need to go and learn the Quran. Go and learn the Quran, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are. No one is too old to learn the Quran. Be part of the people of Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi ahli." Allah has his own people. The companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that man whom ya Rasulullah, who are these people, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "They are whom ahlul Quran. They are the people of Quran." Whom ahlullah wa khassatu, they are the people of Allah, and especially chosen ones of Allah, they are the VVIPs of Allah. Do you want to be one of them? Go and learn the Quran. Not learning it, when you learn it, how to read it, then you must understand it, that is, know the meaning, understand the meaning, and apply it into your lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah." No group of people will gather in a house other than from amongst the houses of Allah, reciting the Quran, learning it amongst themselves, except that Allah sends down angels upon them to come and envelop them up with his mercy. Allah would send down tranquility upon them, and above all, Allah will keep mentioning each of them with those with Allah. Look at that opportunity for the fluent reciters of the Quran. We call them al-mahid ma'a safarat al-kiram al-barara. These will be among the scribes
the special ones among the angels. And what do we show off with on the surface of the heart? We say this person is a VIP, you see him with soldiers, you see him with, you know, policemen and the likes. No, he will be moving around with what? With angels of God.
Allahu Akbar. Jazakallahu khairan. Imam Abu Labiba Taufik Busari, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you to our listeners out there. Hopefully, you were able to learn a lot of things concerning connection, the message of the Quran to our souls. Akhlaide goes to WFM and MPAC for this program. A big thank you to Timmy and my producer, Rose, for doing what they know how to do best. Until we come your way again next week, same station, same time, I'm Rashida Adetun Okeolaniyo. Masalam. Enjoy the rest of your weekend with this nasheed. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
يقرأ القرآن.